Hi, Franklin. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service. You know, answer any questions that you have. She's also requesting that that I apply a reduced rate here, being that it is a young company. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going great. How's your day?
I'm doing pretty well. I appreciate you asking. Franklin, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. And it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. And being that your business is pretty much brand new, that's going to be important. People will not need to already know the name of your company to find you when they're looking for a drywall contractor. And, of course, they call you. You know, you're not paying for a lead or chasing down a lead or in a bidding war with your competitors. When you get those calls, you decide what jobs you want to take. Whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just a flat rate. Now, Lulu says you've got a website under construction. So are you building that yourself, or did somebody else build that for you?
Somebody's in the process of creating it. Somebody else.
Somebody else is in the process of creating that website. So our job would be to make sure that that website is found when someone does a search. I mean, most websites are not on the first page. Most consumers only look or almost always look on the first page. Most websites, of course, are never even seen by their intended audience. So, you know, kind of a billboard on a dirt road kind of thing. You don't want that for your website. We want to make it easy for people to find you without already knowing the name of your business or your website domain. How long before that website's going to be completed, though?
I'll say about a week and a half.
Okay, a week and a half, okay. You know what we might do, because sometimes a week and a half ends up being a couple of weeks or a month, we would want you to have something for people to see, okay? Now, our job, of course, is not just to list you on that first page of Google, it's to give the people who see you there the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. So a website's important, it's a great conversion tool, but of course it only works when people see it. We want to make it easy for people to see, but what we would do, and it takes us about 3 or 4 business days. So if your website's, you know, going to be more than a week or so, we would do a landing page at no additional cost. It's kind of a, it's sometimes called a micro site. It's a one-page website. Like I said, not a cost for it at all. We'll do it, you know, no additional cost, just as a placeholder until your website's done, if it's a week and a half or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or however long it takes. Well, we would then switch to promoting your website. But the web, the microsite that we'll build, I mean, still like a website, photos, testimonials even, of course, talking about your services. We'll include it, no additional costs. We'll link that website and, of course, yours when it's completed to verified listings on Google and Bing and to the almost 70 directories that the search engines search for. So everything from a Yelp listing, Facebook page, Superpages, Manta, you'll have almost 70 directories because that's what the search engines search for. All of those directories are equally important. They all talk about your services and your service area. Now, as far as your service area goes, Lulu says 90 minutes. And is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew?
I have a couple guys that work. I have a crew.
Okay. That's good. You have a crew. And you're looking for more commercial work, right?
Yes, because currently, like, what's popping up is more homes.
Well, oh, I see.
I prefer to do commercial.
Okay. I was wondering about that because Lulu attached the Home Advisor profile. I mean, it's Angie Lee. It's Home Advisor powered by Angie. But, I mean, that's usually almost always homeowners, you know, it's residential leads. Are you
right?
Looking at, I mean, I know the business is pretty new, so I guess that service is new for you too. Have you already had a chance to get leads and maybe follow up with them?
Yeah, I've met with a couple of leads already.
Okay, okay. Anything turning into work?
Just one so far.
Oh, good, good.
I opened the account like last week.
Right. Yeah, it's a young company. Congratulations on the business getting up and going for you. That's pretty exciting. So,
yeah.
You know, what we do, of course, does not conflict with paying for leads. You can still use Angie Leads, but being on that first page of Google means you'll get more phone calls. A lot of my clients do find that they can keep their lead service paused more often or even stop it altogether once we get their phone ringing. So we would create that content for you, make sure that your phone is ringing. Now, I would offer a couple of different packages. I mean, just like you, it's not one size fits all for your customers, and of course you have a different price for the size of the scope of the job. Now, we could do a local campaign, and it might be ideal for you. It's a little more budget friendly, but it's only going to be about a 25-mile radius. I mean, if you're willing to go 90 miles, you know, you'd be looking for something closer to 50, 60 miles. We can do that quite easily. It would include a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. It ends up being just an extra $100 for that package, because with the 1 month in as a business, your new business rate will take 50% off the cost of any package. So normally without ads, you're looking at $399. We would take that down to $199 half price. $599 will take $300 off of that, and it comes down to $299 to include the paid Facebook ad. So it does end up being just a $100 difference. You'd get like twice the service area, not 25, but you can easily get 50, 60 miles. We can target specific zip codes, subdivisions where it's most profitable for you to be found. And again, whether you include the Facebook ads or not, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. But you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do, how far you really do want to go for the work, how much work you can take on, and of course, what the budget allows. At least on the surface, do you think that the $199 for a 25-mile radius or $299 for a 50, 60-mile radius would be a better fit for your company at this point?
Probably the $159, you say?
$199 for the local campaign. That's the basic package, but there's a lot of bells and whistles that I can include. Normally, just part of the packages that have a little more weight to them. But things like the Google Home, Amazon Alexa, advanced dashboard tracking and things like that, we can include that in a local campaign. There just wouldn't be the paid Facebook ad component to it. Of course, you'll still be on Google, you'll still be on Bing, you'll still have all of those directories. We can always add the Facebook ads later if you find you still need more work coming in, or if you hire more guys and you definitely want to expand your service area, we can always do that. But I think, and the reason I offered it to you is for a very young company, you know, getting your phone ringing, getting jobs coming through the door without coming out front with too much of an advertising cost is probably the best way to go. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of keywords and search phrases that you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on that search for each individual. You know, you'll get that detailed reporting and tracking system, but a lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called them before, "How'd you find me?" They say, "Well, I saw your website on Google," so that's enough for a lot of people to know that it's working. But I do recommend using that tracking system. There's a lot that you can do with that tracking system. Print out invoices for tax purposes even. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off and the cost of doing business. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah. You say it's a 3-4-day turnaround?
For the website that we would build for you, yeah, because, you know, like you said, your website might be a week and a half or something like that. We would want you to have something for people to see, but once your website is completed, we'll switch to promoting that website, okay? Is it an active site already, still being worked on, or is it not even online yet?
It's not online yet.
Not online yet, yeah. So that's why we would want to include the landing page or the microsite for you, because it would be up and online within the next few days or so. But once your website is completed, just let us know, and then we swap it out on all the destinations and the directories that we'll create for you. Now, I see the business listed as Quality Drywall Solutions Incorporated. Did you want the INC to be part of the branding of the business name?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think it makes your business look very professional. And then, Franklin, is the phone number that we're speaking on, the one that you're going to want your customers to call, is this the business number?
Yes, it is.
It is. Perfect. And it's still a smartphone, though, right? You can receive a text message on this number?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Most of the time, you'll get direct phone calls. Everything's going to have the click-to-call feature, so you'll just be getting calls directly from commercial clients, especially, and, of course, residential clients, too. The website that we'll build for you to promote until yours is completed will also have a contact form on it, so people can fill that out, tell you where they live or where their business is located, tell you what they're hoping to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they do that, Franklin, you get a text message as well as an email, so you know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and of course whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form, though, does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So you'll always know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if you do have a business email, we'll list it physically on the website and on other directories. If you're just working with a personal email, that's fine, but we would hide it so no one could see it. It would, though, still be attached to the contact form, and for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. Franklin, did you have a business email, or would this just be your personal email?
I have a business email.
You do? Is it like qualitydrywallsolutions@gmail.com, or?
Yeah, and the incorporated.
The INC? The INC? Okay, so
yeah.
Quality Drywall Solutions, INC@gmail.com. That's perfect. Smart man. And we can put that on the website then as well. And then Franklin, that's F-R-A-N-K-L-I-N?
Yes.
And then what is your last name, sir?
Sierra Cruz.
Did you say
S-I-E-R-A.
Like Sierra, like the Sierra Mountains, S-I-E-R-R-A? And then hyphenated Cruz?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, Franklin, when we contact you, though, like I said, you'll just get calls from your customers, but when we contact you, we will use phone, text, and email. Usually the email is for something that we want you to have for your records. Most of the time we'll call you or text you. But did you have a personal preference as to how we contact you regarding your account with us?
I prefer text.
Text, yeah. Text is always the most common response for a service-based business, and that's my next question. You are, in fact, service-based, meaning that you always go out to the customer and no one ever does come to you, right? There's not an address that we would be promoting for your company. Customers don't come to see you.
Yeah, no.
Everything's conducted over the phone, and then you go out to them. The Andes,
yes,
has 404 Valdez Ave. Is that your residence?
Yes, that's my house.
It is your house. Okay. Well, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, you know, kind of run out of the truck. And if you don't see customers there, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. Even if you have like an outside office where you did your paperwork or something like that, if customers don't typically come to you, meaning if there's not someone there to see them when they do, Google doesn't want them to drive out there and knock on your door. So you're just going to be listed city and state, not a zip code, not a physical address, and then of course we'll get you down to that larger target audience with the content that you'll be creating. Now, do you know already the name of your domain for your website that's under construction?
Don't know. I mean, it's just at gmail.com right now.
Okay. All right. I've got the information that I need to do the next thing, which would be to take a look at our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. We are going to want to know, you know, the hours of operation that you want to be found for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want us to brand you, you know, knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of all of that. Talk about your services, your service area. We'll do that in the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'll have to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Franklin, it gets recorded through the computer and does attach to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're reducing the cost of the service, that we're including a landing page or microsite to promote until your website's completed. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Do I have to do that voice recognition?
Well, if you wanted to sign up for the service, it's part of it. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know going in that it's month to month, that we're reducing the cost of your service from $399 down to $199. In this case, we're actually going to be waiving the one-time setup fee to get things started. That would have normally attached to the first month. But if it's something that you would want to do for your company, it is part of the process.
Okay. So okay. It is a flat rate fee, right?
Yes, yeah, and that's part of what's included in the voice verification. It does answer a lot of your questions, and like I said, it's there for your protection. It does clearly state that it would bill once a month for the exact amount of $199. That is a fixed flat rate that will never go up. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or per lead cost. You're not paying for lead, click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits. It would be exactly the $199. Now, as I'm sure you're finding out, with the Angie leads, it's going to depend on how many leads you get each week, how much each individual lead costs, because they don't all cost the same amount. So it's hard sometimes for a young company to budget for, because it does vary, and sometimes it's a lot more than you were thinking it would be. With this, it's just the flat rate. Now, with the leads that you've gotten and followed up with, I know you said it was just a few of them, but, like, how much are you being charged for those leads? I mean, I know it's going to vary a little bit.
It's adding up.
I bet it is. For the bigger job, they charge you more. If it looks on paper like it's a bigger job, you'll be paying more for that lead. Now, of course, you're not any more likely to get that bigger job than you are a smaller job, but you are more likely to pay more for that lead. And then it adds up quick, right? Whether you get the job or not, you're going to be paying for that lead fee. So with us, you don't have to worry about how much you're going to pay every month, because it's always $199, so it's a lot easier to budget for. Let me do this. If it's fair, like I said, I'm required to read the voice verification before I can ask you for any form of payment. It does answer a lot of your questions, and if it makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there, process your payment, schedule your client interview, and get everything started for you. Now, like I said, it's month to month. You can stop at any time. This is part of the voice verification, too. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved. Okay?
Okay, and so what's this company called? Like, how do I know? Do I have to pay over the phone?
Yeah, let me get you it's going to be, because it's faster, I can send you an email too. You'll get everything in writing, but I'm going to first send you a link to our pricing page, because it's an SMS message through the computer.
So I'm just sending that out to you right now, and then I'm going to follow it up with a email for you. But the name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is the website. LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages is the text message that I just sent out to you, and I'm sending you an email as well. But if you can put me on speakerphone and open up that text, I want to walk you through a couple of things there. It's going to say at the very top, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Where at?
Oh, I just sent it out as a text message. It's an SMS through the computer, okay. But it should work just like a text.
Yeah,
okay. So if you open that up, it's going to say take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Of course, the goal is to get found online, get people calling you. You're not going to be paying for leads. They're going to call you. You'll be able to track your success. Like I said, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. One of the things that I did not mention is that you can monitor your reviews right from your tracking system. You'll have reviews. I mean, not just on Google, because we're talking Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, and almost 70 others. Most of those directories allow someone to write a review. Now, wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on your tracking system on the review tab. So in one place, you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you. We would do that too at no additional cost. We've been around since 2004, so if you scroll down a little bit there, 18 years of industry experience, 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating when it is a month-to-month service. Obviously, we have to keep your phone ringing, send you the work and those jobs for you to want to use the service and be a satisfied client. But like I said, our clients love the service. If you scroll down a little bit, you'll see where it says Google Ads Partner. It's about halfway down. And then right there you can see where it says Google Partner in a box, that colorful Google G. That's not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That is our official badge of authenticity. Frankly, you can click right on that. You can see at the top it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. Now that's going to be important for your success because Google makes changes to their map algorithm all the time. A lot of times they want us to create additional directories. Sometimes they want us to stop creating certain directories. So we are always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to make sure that we have the content for you that Google is going to look for. And that's going to keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. If you scroll down where it says SEO packages, we are talking about a 50% reduction in the cost of the pro package, but the bells and whistles that go across those other packages I can include for you, except for paid ads. The platinum, that's what I was talking about, $5.99 reduced to $2.99. That's the one with the Facebook paid ads. We're doing the $1.99 though. So I wouldn't be able to include Facebook ads, but like the call tracking, the dashboard access, lead generation off of the landing page. The other packages have Google Ads or Google Pay per lead. So again, we wouldn't be including those. But the things that cost us only time to create, not a hard cost that we get charged to create, I can include in that pro package, and it would still be $199. Like I said, there's normally a setup fee. You can see a $299 setup fee that goes across of all the packages. That is for the SEO content creation and setting up the Google and Bing profile. So to create the content, the 70 directories, of course, that's going to take us time. We have to pay our guys, our girls. Some cases we have to pay for those directories ourselves out of pocket, but I would be willing to waive your setup fee altogether. I don't normally do that. I sometimes cut it in half or take $200 off of it, but I know you're a young company. I want to make it affordable. You probably spent $288, maybe $288.89, just to sign up with Angie Leads. The annual membership fee is the least of your costs with that service. Like you said, the lead fees is what really adds up. So I can't get that money back, but I can take $299 off of your setup fee, offset the cost of the annual membership fee that you paid to sign up with Angie. Like I said, you don't have to stop using that service. You can keep taking leads, and if you keep getting jobs, then it might more than pay for itself. But a lot of my clients, in fact, I think
most business owners prefer to get direct phone calls. So, you know, this is going to get your phone ringing and allow you to scale back on paying for those leads. So, like I said, we would do $199 a month for the pro package with the other bells and whistles, but not any paid ads. That's great for like a 25-mile radius and a good way to start, get your phone ringing. And, of course, when your website is done, it's going to attach to the content that we create, so your website will be in that local map as well once that website's completed. Otherwise, people might not see it. It would be like a digital business card. You'd have to tell people the name of your website and have them look for it themselves. This, like I said, is going to get your phone ringing for people who don't already know the name of your business, which, I mean, obviously is a very young company. You just have not been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to be much of a factor, but Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's kind of the old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. And I'm not saying that you're the worst. In fact, you could very well be the best at what you do. But until we get you on that playing field, which, of course, in this case is that first page of Google, it's hard to win because that's where most people make their buying decision. But once we get you on that first page, you can easily beat out the bigger, more established companies as long as people can see you, see a website, whether it's one that we'll create or yours when it's completed, and of course they'll pick up the phone and they'll call you directly. Okay.
So how much are we charged for the setup fee?
No setup fee. I'm going to waive it all together. To be honest with you, $199, that's going to be less than what we'll spend in time and resources to get you on that first page. We would not, though, be locking you into a contract even long enough to cover our costs. So we've got skin in the game, too. We're invested in your success. Now, that's different than Angie's. I mean, obviously, it's a shared lead system. You pay for a lead, but your competitors, usually, you know, 6 or 8 of your competitors will get that same exact lead. It's not always the same companies getting your same lead, but you'll always have competition chasing down that same lead. And whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or even when no one gets the job, if it was just a customer looking for estimates, you all still pay for that lead. It's hard for me to say that Angie's cares more about you getting that job than anybody else. They're charging for the same exact lead. But with us, your success is our success. We have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business 1 month at a time. Like I said, I would actually be willing to waive your entire setup fee, save you the extra $299 to get started, and that will offset what you've spent to sign up with Angie Lead. You'd be looking at $199. $199 would be the exact amount.
And that sounds like a great deal. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, I've been doing this a long time. Actually, April 17 will be my 10-year anniversary. And I love helping out young companies. In fact, real quick story, we got our start almost 20 years ago, or maybe it was over 20 years ago when the idea happened, helping out a young business as well. The owner of our company has a brother who still has a local gym in the area, but back then it was a new business. And smart guy says, let me help my brother get his company on that first page. Then kind of a light bulb moment. Why shouldn't I have my own company? My brother has a company. Maybe helping businesses, especially new and small businesses, get on the first page of Google. And, you know, fast forward 20 years later, we've been around as a company for 18 plus years. We're a Google Premier partner. So we always do try to give back to especially young companies. In fact, the new business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. I don't normally waive the setup fee, but that is something that I am able to do. So the $199 is a new business rate, but it's not an introductory rate, okay? So it's not ever going to balloon up on you. It's a fixed flat rate. So it's really more of an assistance program to make it more affordable for you to get started. And like I said, on top of that, I can waive your setup fee to make it even more affordable. So it would be just the $199. It would be that exact amount that would bill once a month for that amount. I would read that and the other things as well into that voice verification. Like I said, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there, take a look at our client interview calendar and get that scheduled as well. Okay?
Thank you so much. I'm interested.
Yeah. Let me get that voice verification set up. Like I said, it's recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question, but it's pretty straightforward. Okay. So it says,
It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Franklin, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Mr. Sierra Cruz, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, Franklin, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Quality Drywall Solution Corporation.
And that's just abbreviated INC at the end. That's exactly how I have that, Quality Drywall Solutions Incorporated. And then, Franklin, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Yes, INC at the end, and my name is Franklin Sierra Cruz. And I am the business owner.
Business owner, perfect.
Yes.
And then Franklin, as the owner of Quality Drywall Solutions Incorporated, Franklin, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Franklin, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Franklin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. If you can imagine, our job is, of course, to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are able to contact you directly. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Franklin, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes. In my behalf, could I be responsible of my part?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients and I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail or it goes to mailbox full or not set up. I mean, it's a concern for me not because I have to call them back. Obviously, I will. They're my client. But what concerns me is I know that if I were a potential customer trying to call them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call them back. I would probably just call another contractor. So we don't want you to miss out on opportunities, but as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. Now, Franklin, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are already aware of the Angie Leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important, right down to the INC, we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Franklin, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Mr. Sierra Cruz, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, I think that's, okay. That's fair enough.
Perfect. Franklin, we're actually going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying, with the new business rate, with me actually waiving your setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, and of course, even with us including that microsite until your website is completed, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today, the 17th of January, in the very reduced
total amount of $199.00. Franklin, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls will come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including, at no additional cost, that microsite or landing page. It means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost. Of course, the goal there is just to have it as a placeholder until the website that you're having built is completed, at which time we'll switch to promoting that site. As I mentioned, we do offer our services. It does recur automatically with billing on the 17th of the month moving forward, and that same exact reduced rate of $199. Again, that rate would never go up on you unless you decide at some point to add paid Facebook ads or something else, but it would be $199. And like I said, it's month to month, no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, or if you need to go on vacation, you can pause the service seasonally if necessary, Franklin, by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Sierra Cruz, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Franklin, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Sierra Cruz, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Can you repeat that part about the billing, like right at the end?
Yes, yes. So it will bill today, the 17th of January, for the total amount of $199. It would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 17th of the month moving forward at that same exact fixed rate of $199. Again, that is an exact amount that will never go up. All that we request to prevent charges to your next month of service, if you want to stop the service or put it on pause, we request that you call us at least 3 days before your billing date because we are closed on the weekend. That's to prevent the charge to the next month from happening. A long time ago, I actually worked in client support for about a year, so I do know that if you forget, you call us the day after it bills or within the first few days after it bills, we would refund that last payment. But like I said, to prevent charges to your next month of service, if you wanted to pause it because you got a big job and wanted to hold off on things, or if you want to stop using the service for any reason, you can do so, no questions asked or fees involved. And like I said, to prevent that next payment, we ask that you call us 3 days before your billing date.
Okay, I agree.
Okay, perfect. So let me take a look at that client interview calendar to pull up the schedule, and we'll get the follow-up call scheduled out today. I mean, if you are available today. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What's going to work best for you?
A Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, Franklin, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Excuse me, I meant MasterCard.
Oh, MasterCard? Okay, MasterCard. Yes. And is it Franklin Sierra Cruz on that card?
It's just Franklin Cruz.
Franklin Cruz, and no middle initial on that card. All right, and then you said that
correct.
Was a MasterCard, so that should start with a 5, all MasterCards do. Franklin, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, let me get it real quick. I'm sorry.
No problem. I'm going to look at that client interview schedule.
All right. Give me 1 second. Okay, I got my card.
Okay. You said it was a Master.
If you want to read that 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the very end for accuracy.
5504.
Mm-hmm.
4200.
Okay.
0567.
Yes, sir.
1003.
And then the expiration month and year?
0727.
And Franklin, the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
569.
569. So I've got 569 on the back. I've got July or 07 of 2027 for the expiration date. And then Franklin, was the card itself 5504-4200-0567-1003.
Can you repeat the first four numbers?
I have 5504.
Yes.
Okay. 5504-4200-0567-1003. And then, is that bill at the 404 Valdez Ave in Morganton, 28655?
Yes.
It does. Okay. So in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email. It's coming through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Real quick.
Sure. No problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then, Franklin, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's Eastern time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you will receive all of that by way of automated email in about a minute or so. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But, Franklin, when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Towards the end of the day, we do get booked out just a little bit, so the 6 o'clock is completely booked, but it looks like there's still one spot available at 5 o'clock. If you would be available, we would schedule it from 5 until 6. It's a one-hour window, and the call takes about half an hour. So sometime between 5 and 5:30 is when we'll give you that call, and then it would take about a half an hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. If 5 o'clock doesn't work out today, we can look to tomorrow. But would that be okay for you to receive that call between 5 and 6?
5 and 6. Yes. Do you know what type of questions you'll be asking?
Sure, yeah. So like I said, we're going to want to know how long you've been in business, what forms of payment you accept, mission statement, motto, slogan, basically – questions that you already know, information that you already know off of the top of your head. You don't have to be in front of a computer to look that information up. But we're going to want to know if you've got a logo. If you don't have one, we'll create one for you. We'll want to know any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline or slogan, the hours of operation. I can get some of that started here. Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday,
yeah,
Sunday?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Is that like 7 to 7 or?
7
to 5.
7 to 5. Monday through Friday, 7 to 5. Closed Saturday and Sunday. And then are you taking cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, any cash apps?
I take cash, check, Zelle.
Okay.
Is it direct deposit? That's Zelle, right? Yeah, so.
Yeah, Zelle.
Okay.
No credit cards yet?
Not yet. I should. Okay. I'm actually on my way to go open a credit card account.
Oh, you are?
Or a business account.
Okay. So, like I said, we will make any changes as necessary. Just let us know. You can call us or email us, and we'll make those changes for you. But I've got part set up. Oh, of course. Yeah. So, yeah, just kind of those basic questions. Let's see what else is on here. Of course, we're going to talk about where you want to be found. If you're doing residential and commercial, I've already got that down with commercial preferred, but also residential. And that's really about it. Oh, you know, again, what's unique about your business? If you want us to say that you're knowledgeable, dependable, flexible schedule with their client, or easy to communicate with, any of that stuff we'll talk about because we can create that content. Sometimes people might type that kind of thing in, and it will help you to get found by the right types of clients looking for your services. So does that work out for you today at 5? I mean, it's getting to be short notice. It would be in about a half an hour, but the call would probably get to you in about 40, 45 minutes, something like that, and then take a half an hour after that. Would that 5 o'clock hour still work for you, or should we be looking at tomorrow?
Yes, it will.
It will? Okay, perfect. It's going to be scheduled from 5 until 6. Now, there's not enough time for our automated email to send you a reminder email an hour prior, because obviously it's less than an hour before that time comes up. But I'm going to send you in just a minute here a calendar invite, just as a reminder, just for your records. It's not something you need to respond to. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, if I am available when our client interview technician is available, it'll be sometime after 5. Sometimes they're right on it. They ended their other one early enough to finish the notes, and they're ready for that next one. They might call you right or call me right at 5 if I'm available, and then we call you together. Sometimes it might be 5:10, 5:15, maybe 5:20 in this case before they call you. I don't know when they'll be ready. I'm not always available when they're ready. But if I am available, I'll be on that call as well just to introduce you to your client interview technician and see if you have any questions for me before I hand it over to them. If I am on a call when they're ready to call, they'll just call you directly. They've got all of my notes and everything else, and they'll take great care of you. If I'm not available, and of course for your protection moving forward, I did want to set up a security question and answer. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us saying that they're associated with Quality Drywall Solutions Incorporated, even if it's you, we will ask you to answer your security question. Anyone calling you, telling you that they're with Local Splash or with Google, they need to know both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and then they would need to know both the question and answer without being prompted. The options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Franklin, which would you want for your security question?
First pet name.
First pet's name, and what is the answer?
Rambo.
Rambo?
Yeah. R-A-M-B-O.
We have one of our agents, his name is John Ramirez. I was the one who gave him the nickname John Rambo, so we call him Rambo for short. I have to type it in lowercase letters twice. Okay. All right. You're all set there. Oh, what happened?
Yes.
I typed it in wrong the second time. Rambo and then Rambo. Okay. Other than that, you're all set and squared away. Like I said, our client interview technician will be giving you that phone call with me if I'm available. But either way, I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. Oh, let me ask, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes, and for the initial invoice, and I accepted the terms and conditions and did my signature.
Okay. Is it asking you for a username and password then?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, okay. You can stop right there. Actually, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using for your tracking system. It's my.localsplash.com. So our automated system thinks both that you're trying to access your tracking system and that your tracking system is active, which is why it's asking you to log in with a username and password. Now, we have to do the interview first so we can create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or two, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can then use to access your tracking system. You can change that default password if you like. Some people never change it. That's completely up to you. It's not been created yet, and like I said, your dashboard's not active yet either. I can give you the username because that already has been created and it cannot be changed, but it is very easy for you to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on. Area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It's just the numbers. So your username is 704-606-5263. Now, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing. That way we can easily access that and forward it out to the right department. Now, you can send anything and everything there. That's the catch-all for everything related to your account. When we do the client interview, though, we will give you, and you can jot it down now if you like. It's photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. That way you can email us photos for that landing page. Once your tracking system is active, you have the option of either continuing to email us photos and requests, or you can make those requests and download photos directly through your tracking system. That's completely up to you. Other than that, like I said, I hope I am available to speak with you briefly before we hand it over to our client interview technician in that 5 o'clock hour. If I'm not, though, and even if I am, been a real pleasure speaking with you. Looking forward to getting this done and getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time.
Okay. I'm sorry. What did you say about the password?
Oh, there is no password set yet. When your tracking system is activated, and our automated system thinks that it already is, that's why it's asking you to log in. But once your tracking system, your dashboard, we call it your client dashboard, once your tracking and reporting system is up and active, you'll get by text and email the username that I've already given you and then the default password that you can use to access your account. I think if you put in a password now, it would give you an error message because your tracking system hasn't been created yet. It's not activated yet.
Okay.
Okay. Other than that, again, real pleasure speaking with you. Hopefully I'm available for that first couple of minutes of that phone call in that 5 o'clock hour. But you take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day just the same.
I do have a question.
Sure, of course.
Can you put on the note that I prefer a deposit part of the money first before initially starting the work? Or would I
for get... your customers?
Yes. Or... Do you think I should go over that with the contract?
Well, yeah, you can go over that, too, as part of anything that you want us to include, tagline, slogan, motto, et cetera. We'll include all of that on there. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of companies charge, like, a trip fee or deposit and things like that. You're going to go out and get materials. So, I mean, especially as a young company, you're going to want to make sure that you're dealing with a reputable client. Customer, and of course our job is to make sure that you're getting those phone calls. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about where you want to be found for those people needing your services. We'll cover all of that in that follow-up call in that 5 o'clock hour.
Okay.
All right. Real pleasure speaking with you, Franklin. And like I said, if I'm available when our client interview technician is available in about a half hour, 45 minutes or so when they're ready to make that call, I'll be joining them and hand it over to them. But if not, they'll call you directly. But looking forward to getting this going for you again. And the other thing, too, I'm going to put it in the notes here that you've got a website that's being built now. It's going to be about a week or two out, at least a week and a half or so. But then when you are aware of what that website domain is or when your website is completed and ready for us to promote, you can either just give us a call or send us a text message or an email, okay?
If y'all guys' website is better, is there a way I could just be like, hey, I prefer y'all's?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, I think you said you're building someone a website. I don't know if you said that you are paying for it already.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
but we'll do a landing page for you and include it at no additional cost. You know, it's a microsite, so we can build it quick in about 3 or 4 days. We do custom websites for our clients, and a lot of the times we would even include those later on down the road just as of kind of a reward for loyalty. Those take us about 2 or 3 weeks to build, which is why we don't offer them on the month-to-month basis. But if you're already part of our service and happy and using it, we might just include that down the road. You don't have to tell anybody that I said we sometimes give it away for free. I don't think I'd get in trouble if you did. I've been with the company myself for like 10 years. But I know that our client services say, hey, you know, you're loving our service. We do have a product, and we try to roll it out for as many clients as we possibly can. Even though it costs us time to do it, it doesn't cost us money, really, except to pay the people that do it. We can even do a more of a custom website for you down the road for handyman services and things like that. I think that would be kind of the template, but it would be talking more about the drywall services and any other services that you provide. Okay. But like I said, the landing page will be done in about 3 or 4 days. So you've got something for people to see when they look for you and find you online.
Thank you.
Oh, real pleasure speaking with you. And congratulations once again on getting your business up and going. We're looking forward to being a very big part of your success.
Thank you so much for the phone call helping me out and trying to expand my business.
Sure. I appreciate your patience and your kindness. I mean, to be honest with you, it's late in the day. Today's been a pretty good day. I haven't gotten a lot of people that were upset to be talking with me, but you've been patient. You've been kind. You've even made me laugh a couple of times. I don't get all of that on every call. Sometimes I get none of it. So it's always nice to speak with someone who has been as respectful of my time as I hope that I have been of theirs, and you certainly have been respectful. I definitely appreciate that. All right,
thank you so much.
We'll take care. And like I said, if I'm available when we call you in about a half hour, 40 minutes or so, I'll be part of that call. Otherwise, our technician will call you directly.
All right, bye.
All right. Thank you, Franklin. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.